just pure hypocrisy. Bulletin put out by Boston University, by the Friends Service, a speech given by Philip Berrigan, brother of Daniel Berrigan, another Jesuit, a speech on Vietnam. One of the most heart-rending speeches you'd ever want to read or hear, where he calls all of society, including the Roman Catholic hierarchy, by name, calls them to order and asks them the point-blank question, are you a human being or aren't you? But if hell wasn't raised, and if there wasn't commotion inside the rank and file of the American Roman Catholic priest, this brother of Brother Berrigan would end up down in Tanganyika too. There'd be a nice pair, Dan Berrigan, Philip Berrigan, and Felix McGowan all together down in Tanganyika playing cards. Oh boy. Oh, Massachusetts here, you comrades probably and friends probably remember. With the taking over of the Cuban the Cuban government by Castro and Guevara and their comrades. Hardly had they seized power and proclaimed that it was the government of the Cuban people, than this Cushing announced that they had already seized the property of the Catholics. And the nuncio, the papal nuncio, which is like an ambassador to the papal nuncio in Cuba, had to denounce them and say they haven't touched any property of the Roman Catholic Church. But it just shows you how this liar was trained like a puppet to, as soon as the Reds, you might say, come to power or make any advancement, you've got to denounce them right off the bat. This was the same gentleman that denounced the building trades workers here about 5 or 6 years ago. And not a damn one of their leaders spoke up against him. New York City, wasn't it Spellman that broke the strike of the grave diggers? The cemetery workers, poor devils, getting $7 a day. Oh, about 12 years ago, probably 15 years ago. And Spellman, Cushing is the main one behind the drive of these 19 labor schools in Massachusetts here that are used to bore from within. Now, the Roman Catholic Church. Oh, another thing about in Massachusetts. Bingo. Now, of course, everybody knows that the church fathers are against gambling. When they don't get a cut. They are the only organization in Massachusetts, outside of the commercial soldier organizations like Veterans of Foreign Wars and blah, 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 the politicians, nine out of 10 of them are government employees that belong to these organizations. They and the Roman Catholic Church are the only ones that are yelling for bingo. Did you ever see any of these bingo things? We only saw it once, down on Revere Beach. We went by this place, and there's a woman, and we noticed it because she had green hair. A woman about 60 years old or so. And she was playing bingo. And we went by probably 3 hours later. There she was, still playing bingo. Now, it's a shame because it wasn't on Catholic Church property, see, because, and then otherwise it would have been okay because the church would have been getting a cut. But it was commercially run. They're the only ones that want bingo because they'll make the money out of it. And of course, the main object of the Catholic Church is the same object as Barnum. Never give a sucker a break. Now, the Roman Catholic Church and religion in general is making the last stab. It's the last ally that the capitalist class can call upon to save world imperialism. What it's like, it's like these, I was reading in the paper about a Venetian palace in Venice, how they were installing modern plumbing in it. The article said it was foolish because the foundations were all rotted and the damn castle sooner or later was going to collapse of its own weight into the canal. Now, isn't this the same case with the capitalist class? They're calling on the Roman Catholic Church to hold back the working class. And the unfortunate thing is, from the Roman Catholic point of view, the hierarchy, is that this thing they're called on to defend, the world imperialism, is being built on quicksand. The quicksand of decaying capitalism. Now, nothing can stop the growth of the working class movement and the move towards world socialism because material conditions demand it. And because of material conditions, we see the great advancements in science. We see the laws of evolution carried out and obeyed day in and day out in every field of matter. We see the developments of astronomy, which has completely forces disbelief to any intelligent person. All the sciences, the advancements of all the sciences since 1900 have reduced Roman Catholicism to a joke. When I was a boy, they used to defend, they used to fight evolution. But, well, they'd be laughed out of school if they did today, but they teach a warped theory on evolution. Another thing that has driven this change, of course, is being forced by the rank and file priests. The Holy Father in Rome issued a statement saying that a minimum of 1,000 Roman Catholic priests quit every year. I'd like to have a dollar in my pocket, huh? Right now, for everyone over 1,000. Now, evolution demolishes the gods and all their creations. There is no Roman Catholic scientist in the United States that amounts to a row of pins. Can you name one? It's just incompatible. Idealism and science. Roman Catholicism is completely bankrupt intellectually. Their schools are the laughing stock of intellectual life in the United States, in scholastic circles. They have 7 or 8 medical schools that are completely looked upon as a joke by the American Medical Association. The rank and file priest is for social change in the United States. In Europe, in France and Italy, the Roman Catholic Church is collapsing of its own weight. And I can't go into it now, it's getting late. But if they're in the question period, if someone wants any information, I'll give them about that. Same thing about the intellectual circles of Roman Catholicism in the United States. Can Rome reform itself? History has never shown us once, that any bureaucracy ever reformed itself. The Stalinist bureaucracy in the Soviet Union is moving right and left, don't know what to do, since it opened the door and let the worker stick his foot in the door at the 20th Congress. The trade union movement in this country, will it reform itself? You saw what happened in the early days of the CIO, where the bureaucrats of the American Federation of Labor fought tooth and nail against the organization of the steel workers, the auto workers, electrical workers, up and down the line. They don't want anything unless they control it. And in religion, it's the same way. The Roman Catholic bureaucracy is not going to reform itself. The question of sincerity, whoever invented a sincerometer? Nikolai Lenin said that, and I agree with him. A feature of the bureaucracy is, as I pointed out before, it says one thing but does another. It says one thing only to hoodwink the poor and the unfortunate and the ignorant. Rome adopts all kinds of encyclicals purely for the public and for the gullible. Now, Protestantism and Judaism is too well acquainted with these monsters and their duplicity to be taken in overnight with any kind of nonsense of reform that they're yakking about, their display of democracy and so forth and so on. These religions know that it's not a display of democracy, it's a display of hypocrisy, sanctimonious hypocrisy too. They know that Roman Catholicism and ultra-black reaction are one and the same thing, no matter where it operates, whether it operates in the day or in the night. Roman Catholicism discovered segregation is a sin. Now, isn't that cute? They discovered that segregation was a sin, and they expelled that guy down in New Orleans or out in the bayous of Louisiana because he wouldn't accept desegregation. Now, when are they going to discover that exploitation is a sin? Before the Socialist Revolution or after the Socialist Revolution? When will they discover that Dorothy Day, the founder and editor of the Day of the Catholic Worker, that she is also a saint? After the Socialist Revolution? They will, don't you worry. Now, the purpose of these reforms is to hold on to the members in order to stop the unstoppable. That is, the march towards the Socialist Revolution. And to enlist them in the hopes of crushing the socialist countries that are established today. Alas, and alas. National conditions, material conditions rather, socialized productive methods demand social ownership, and nothing can stop it, neither God, man, nor the devil. And by the gods, I mean all of the gods, the Jewish God, the Protestant God, the Buddhist God, the Christian God, and the whole gang, damn gang of them, the whole 47 varieties. Come hell and high water, they won't stop it. Before the dawn of a better day is to come, all those workers and peasants, black, yellow, brown, red, and white, who have been victimized by these religious parasites of all breeds, will rise up and destroy world imperialism and its priestcrafts. I don't know any better way to close this kind of a talk than to give and to quote one of the stanzas of Omar Khayyam, the great Persian atheist poet of the 12th century, in the Rubaiyat. Some for the glories of this world, and others sigh for the prophet's paradise to come. Ha ha! Take the cash and let the credit go. And heed not the roll of the distant drum. The distant drum was the means that the authorities called the masses together to make their pronouncements. And we of the Socialist Workers' Party don't heed the roll of the distant drum against the colonial people when it's rattled by the political hirelings in Washington. I think. for the right kind of union.